Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to learn Siyata Dishmaya. Binyan Goel Adam, Bereshis 35:16. The Pasuk says, Vimbuchi Braza, they call Vyomus Ratzech, or Musumas Ratzech. If he's struck with an iron instrument and he dies, he is a murderer and a murderer, but the death should be a schus. The Nishmat Samara says to Abbas of Shmuel, Raschan of Sekhmar Tzatechan of Mayor Zev. Rashi there explains, this does not refer to accidental manslaughter discussed nearby, but to premeditated murder, and it's coming to teach us that the implement of murder has to be big enough to cause death. Regarding all other cases, it says a sheir yomus, which is deadly, and Targum renders the he can misas the yomus, but of a size capable of causing death, except in the case of iron, since it is evident and known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a small piece of iron can kill even a needle. That's why in the case of iron, the Torah didn't specify sides and right, which is deadly. If you say that the pasuk refers to one who murders unintentionally, this can't be, because it says, or with any stone which is deadly, and without seeing his victim. This shows that in the cases mentioned before it, the Torah speaks of one who murders with intent. So if you say b'shoigeg, it says o b'chol evin asher yomus b'b'loy ra'ois, without seeing. So this shows that in the cases mentioned before, the Torah speaks of someone who's killing b'mezid. So we have here that he kills b'mezid, and if it's iron, it doesn't matter what the size is. And would it appear pashut? That what was bothering Rashi is the lashon of the pasuk. This is explained by the Elias Moshe, one of my favorite svarim. That Rashi was bothered by the lashon of the pasuk. What's that? He kol vayomis. This lashon is mashma that he was only miskavin la'koisai. That's why Rashi had to emphasize that we're talking here dafka b'mezid. He kol vayomis. No, not that he just happened to have died. He intended to kill him. When the pasuk says "Mois v'yamos roitzeachu," it's a mashma that the pasuk had to be mechadish to us. It is a roitzeach. L'chayra im miskavinu laharag b'zadoin, harei pshita she roitzeachu. If he intends to kill b'mezid, of course he's a roitzeach. So what's the lashon of roitzeachu? So you might think that it's talking about shogeg. That's why Rashi had to tell us no, that it's talking dafka b'mezid. However, to understand the Lashon HaKasuv, Hikov Yomus Reitzeachu, would appear, based on what we explained in a previous shir, that in the din of Mezid of Ritzicha, we don't require that he should be intending to kill. And the Iker Maisa, that's Mechayiv Misa, is that he hit his friend in such a way he gave him a deathly blow. And if he knows that this blow is a deathly blow, and he intended to give this deathly blow, that's enough. Even if he didn't have kavana lahedji laharik, nevertheless, he's mischai of misa that he wanted to give a deadly blow. He wanted to give a blow that would kill him. Even though he didn't think, oh, I'm going to kill him. But he wanted to give a blow that would have killed him. That's enough. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk. He kova yamais. In other words, the Ratzach only intended to hit him the mezid amaka kadesh pakadei lahamis. And he died. He's mischayev mezid, and the Pasuk is telling us, Ratzach, who is taka Ratzach. In the Sifsei Chachamim, he explains Rashi as follows. Hutzruch lezeh shalei toimar bishleima im wal shoigeg. Hutzruch leimar vim b'chli barzel b'chol enim shachim loidi ha-shekel batla hu im hoireg afilu b'shoigeg. Alu wal mezid mali barzel mali davar acher mezid hu. Rashi had to say this, that you shouldn't say Bishlema if it's on Shogeg. The Pasuk had to tell us in Bekli Barzel. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. I'm going to read it again. Ein ze medabri b'horig b'shogeg ha-samach lo ela b'mezid u b'ala lamed. Who tzuch loimah? U b'ala lamed is coming to teach us ala mezid v'lo ala shogeg and ala shogeg. Neshim u'al mezid. If it was about mezid, lo haya tzarech loimah v'im b'kli barzel. Didn't have to tell us that it's iron. Me'acha she'horig b'mezid u'bar k'tola b'chol davar she'agen. Sheker batla was not a should say Shabar Ketala. That if he kills him b'mezid, he's a Bar Ketala, he's Chayav Misa with whatever he kills him with. But if he's on a Shogeg, it has to save him Kli Barzel, Cholanim Shacham Achor, or anything similar. So that even though he's a Shogeg, if he kills Kli Barzel, he's a Bar Ketala even though he's Shogeg. So that's why you would think it's Shogeg, because if it's Mezid, what does it matter what Kli uses? It's only Shogeg it's telling you, oh, he's considered a harig b'shogeg if it's iron. That's why Rashi was compelled to tell us that we're dealing here with mezid, because you would think it's shogeg because it tells you what kli. Because if it's mezid, what does it matter if it's barzel or a different material? Based on what we said, we understand very well. Because here he only wants to give him a hakah. And that's why he's Chayav Misa. And that's why it says iron. It says iron, it says Kli Barzel, to show that he's giving him a Hakash Yesh Ba Misa. Sheyesh Ba Kedei Lahamis. Even if he didn't intend to kill him, but he'd tell him to give him a deathly blow. It's telling us that when he wanted to give him a deathly blow, he's a rotzeach. And to show that it's a deathly blow, it says kli barzel, because that's the type of kli you give a deathly blow with. And that's the next pasuk, v'im evan yad. If he struck him with a fist-sized stone, which is deadly. Same idea. Shiyamis bov yikov. Yikov v'yamos. So if he gave him a makkah, and then he dies. But again, his intention was only to give the makkah. So retzeach u'masim asar retzeach. Sherish hadavar, that even in such a case, the makkah is mischayiv b'din retzeach. Kvar bi'anu, Shiur HaKodem, but that's because Ritzicha, in addition to being a Chet Ben Adam LaMakim, is also a Chet Ben Adam LaChaveru. It's both Ben Adam LaMakim and Ben Adam LaChaveru. Like it says lahedji in the pasuk, nefesh tachas nefesh, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. And the MS, the din of Adam Mu'ad la'olam, is also shaykh over here. And therefore he should be chayiv even for shaygeg. But the reason he's not is because his exeris hakasuf chinatzu anoshim, like we saw the Gemara says b'matzus shebemisa kasuf mitaver, where they want to kill each other. You're only chayiv if you're oisek in a maisa hariga. If you're not oisek in a maisa hariga, then you're not chayiv. So if one wants to give a makah sheish pokadei lahamis, that's enough to be called matzus shebemisa. We spoke about in the previous year. And that's the Shoresh, Inyan Goyal Adam. The Rambam Paskins, Perak Aleph, Nehilchos Ritzeach, Halacha Beis. Mitzvah biyad goyel hadam laharoges haritzeach. It's a mitzvah in the hand of the goyel hadam to kill the murderer. Shenamar goyel hadam hu yamis his haritzeach. V'chal aroi liyerusha goyel hadam b'la ratza goyel ha'ratza goyel hadam. V'shal oya yachol l'hamisoy oy she'en le goyel hadam beiz din me'misin his haritzeach b'sayif. It's a mitzvah biyad goel adam to kill the reitzeach. As it says, it's the goel adam who kills the reitzeach. And anybody who's roi liyerusha is the goel adam. The goel adam doesn't want to do it, or he's not able to, or he has no goel adam, then beis din kill the reitzeach b'sayif. The makor is in the Sugya in Sanhedrin 50:45b. That even b'meizid the din is that the goel adam kills the reitzeach. And he's kaidem l'dina v'mises l'din v'mises beisin. The din of the goyel adam, he precedes mises beisin in carrying out the killing of the reitzeach. And maybe the explanation is that the din of goyel adam is that he's a relative of the nirtzach. So he's sort of taking the place of the nirtzach. And just like the nirtzach himself has a din of Abba L'Hargacha Hashkem L'Hargo, which is sort of like a din of Adam Weis Adin L'Atzmai. Since Ritzicha Zechet Ben Adla Chaveiro, somebody's trying to kill him, so he's allowed to kill the other guy first. To do Adin L'Atzmai. So the Gol Adam is Krovo Shel Nirtzach, and he's in his stead. And therefore, he's allowed to kill the Reitzeach. Because now it's Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So the male of the Gol Hadam is allowed to kill the Reitzeach instead of the Nirtzach. He did Bein Av L'Chaveiro, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Oh, you took my Nefesh, meaning my relative's Nefesh, then I'm allowed to take yours. So it's the Gol Hadam who takes this payment. So it comes out then that there are two dinim in Misa Sani Aroitzeach. Number one is the din Misa. Mishum Chet Benam Lachaveroi. And that's Mitzis Goyal Hadam. And then there's the Mitzis Beis Din. That's Migidrei Einshim Al Chet Shemenan Lamakim. The Yiduyik Bezeh Lishna Dekroa. By Midbar 35:24. Veshavtu Eidim Bein Amako Bein Goyal Hadam Al Mishpatim Eile. Zmer Chesh Kan Din Vitvorim Bein Amako Bein Goyal Hadam. The Goyal Adam is coming instead of the Mikoycho Shel HaNirtzach. V'shavto Eidim Bein HaMake U'Bein Goyal Adam. So they're judging between the two. Because that's the job of the Goyal Adam. He's taking the place of the Nirtzach. And therefore he has a din with the Make. It says there that they save him, they tell him they send him to the Ir Miklat. And now we can understand the klolus inyan goel adam. Paskin halacha in the Rambam, in Hilchos Reitzeach 5:9 and 5:10, Reitzeach b'shkoge. Roitzeach b'shkaga she'ahargoi goel hadam chutz l'tchum yirmakot v'patr sh'nemar v'loyim mishpat mavis. Roitzeach b'shkaga, that the goel hadam kills him outside of the tchum of the yirmiklat, he's patr, because it says v'loyim mishpat mavis. Echar ahargoi v'derech koidim she'ikonis l'yirmiklat v'ashargo v'chazi rasoi ha'shnaim she'shom roso nichnitz l'yirmiklat v'yatzo chutz l'tchum v'zadoin. Arezi hiti ratzman l'mitzvah shel goel adam l'hargo v'mehargo kol adam v'chayevin alav shenemar ein loy dam. Ad kan lashon Rambam. The Rambam says that if the goel adam kills him outside of the Yom Miklat, he's pater. And both, if he kills him on the way before he goes into their miklats, or when he leaves the Ermiklat. So he's matir atzma lemisa, and it's a rishus for the goel adam to kill him. And if he kills, and if anybody else kills him, then they're not chayiv, ein lo adam. As the din of roitzeach sheyatzu chutz l'tchum Ermiklatoi, is that there's a rishus the goel adam is rishus to kill him. What's the reason for this din? Beis Din paskins that he killed Bishogeg, it's mutter to kill him. And even see in the Gemara, Yosef Lisa is a mitzvah. What's the pshat? So now we can understand that Mitam Adam Mu'ad Lalam Ben Shogeg Ben Mezid is the issue here. In other words, there are two bechinas in Inyanim in the Yitzir Vitzicha, number one, the Yitzir Vlasir Tzach Shmonen Lamakom, the other one is Meneden Lachaveiro, who may get you in a Zikin. Now the Yitzir Vlasir Tzach Shmonen Lamakom, Michi of Mises, Kochom Mises Beisin, and it's Pshit, and it's Pashut, that he's only Mischaib if he has Mezid, and Kavanah Kochol and Shebeisin Shalmat, and Shaykin in the Yitzir Vitzicha, Shmonen Lachaveiro, would be appear Pashut, that it's Kochol Din in a Zikin to Alma, that we have a Din of Adam Mu'ad Lailam, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, or it's Gol Adam, who's the Karab of the Nirtzach, he has to exact from the Roitzeach this debt, this Choyv Misa, Mitzad Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. And it would appear that that's Tam Adin to Rishus Biad Goyal Adam La'arag Azeh Shaharag B'shkaga. In other words, Mitam Adam Mu'ad La'olam Bein Shegeg Bein Mezid Kosin Allah. V'hadvarim Me'ilim Mitzmeichim Baruch Hashem. That's why the Goyal Adam can kill. Even if it's only B'shegeg, even if the guy only killed B'shegeg, still, the Goel Adam has the right to kill him. Why? Because Adam Mu'ad La'olam. Bein Mezid Bein Shogeg. So even though the guy only did it with Shogeg, Adam Mu'ad La'olam. Just the Beis Din only exacts punishment when it's Bein Mezid. But Mitzat the Goel Adam, he can even get him for Shogeg. Because then the Beis Din is dealing with the Bein Adam La'makom aspect. And the Goel Adam is dealing with the Bein Adam La'chavera aspect. The Rambam, in Hilchos Ritzeach Shmiras HaNefesh, Perakei Halach HaDalet, writes, Geratoy Shargis is Rabbi Shkagaf, Bishi Shogag, or is a Nerak, Adam Mu'ad La'olam. When Geratoy Shargis, Geratoy Shav Meshal Al Dait, or Shemut Al Hagar, is a Karv Lamezit, Venerag Olaf, a Holov in Iskavim, the Hagar Vakum Shargis Akum, Bishkoga, and or a Mikkel Kotos, which an Emerald of Nez Israel. So the Ramam says the number of Dinam, Geratoy Shav will kill the Jew, Bishogag, even though he's Shogag, he's Nerak, as Adam Mu'ad La'olam. Geratoy Shav will kill the Geratoy Shav, because he thought it was permitted, that's considered Karv Lamezit, and he's neragolav since he wanted to kill a guy. Who kills a guy b'shogeg, there's no ir miklat, because ir miklat's only for a Jew. Now the makor of this din of kirtoish b'sharagetz Yisrael b'shkaga nerag is makas daftes. However, there it doesn't say the union of adam mu'ad la'olam tamu'ad l'chari l'fizeh. What does the Rama mention? Adam mu'ad la'olam my shaykh de'lekan. What does it have to do over here? My shaykh is kan. Here we're talking about the Yisrael Ritzicha, and it's pasha the Yisrael Ritzicha has been mazed. So what's the Rambam bringing the whole union of Adam Mu'ad La'olam? When a Ger Toshev kills a Yisrael, B'shkaga, even though he's Shogeg, he's a Nerak, is Adam Mu'ad La'olam. Ma'pitam Adam Mu'ad La'olam. Here we're dealing with Ritzicha, the Ritzicha has only been mazed. However, Lefi Dvareinu, Hadvarim Me'irim B'siyata D'shmaya. That the Yisod of the Din of the Goel Adam is allowed to kill. And the Goel Adam is allowed to kill the Makkah B'Shkaga. Because of Adam Mu'ad La'olam Bein Shogeg Bein Mezid Menos Bein Ratzon. Just by a Jew, when a Ger Toshev killed a Ger Toshev. So there's a Din of Yer Miklats. There's a Din of Yer Miklats. But a Ger Toshev Shahar Yisrael, where there is no Din Yer Miklats, so hader dina dadam mu'ad la'olam bein shogeg bein mezid. Hadvarim brurim u'muchuvarim b'shitas haram. It's mamish kevaldik in the Rambam. And a ger toshev shahar Yisrael, there's no dina miklat. Merely he gets killed because adam mu'ad la'olam. A ger toshev shahar ger toshev. So if he's shogeg, he goes to the ir miklat. But if he's karv le'mezid, then he doesn't. If he's karv le'mezid, then he's killed because he had kavana to kill. So if you have your miklat, then gevaldik over your miklat. But if not, there's no your miklat like your atosh shari Yisrael. So he's going to get it. How, why is he going to get it? He's going to get it out to the din of adam wood loylem. ולפי דברינו יוצא באמת שדין זה של גאיתו של שאר ישראל נהרג is only על ידי גואל אדם ולא על ידי בית דין. Only the גואל אדם can kill the גאיתו של, because Mrs. בית דין is pashut, it's only on a mice and mazed, not on shoygeg. Only גואל אדם is coming within גדרי נזיקין. And look at the Rambam, Melachim 9:1. בנוער ששגו באחר מצווי שפתו מכלום חוץ מהרצח בשגגו, שמהרגו גואל אדם אינו נהרג עליו. ואין לו יום מקלט, אבל בבת דיניהם אין ממיסים לו ישראלים. ובנוער הוא שגג. He's potter from all the seven mitzvahs except for הרצח בשגגו. But the גואל אדם can kill him. Why? מגדרי בין אדם לחברו. Because בנוער doesn't have your מקלט. Ben Noyach doesn't have your miklat, so he can't run away there. Bezin can't kill him because he wasn't mazed, but the Goel Adam can kill him because he's shogeg and other muad loyla. So this mamish stems beautifully with what we've been saying. So Mitzvah Shem, in the next year, we will continue this incredible mahalach. And we will see more neflos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved. We shall continue.